Good morning for WVIK News in Rock Island. I'm Zach Wilson. Friends, family, co-workers, and former staff will gather this weekend to remember a man who represented the Quad Cities and Western Illinois in Congress for 24 years. As Herb Trix reports, the forum in Rock Island will officially launch the Lane Evans Legacy Project.
Legacy Project co-director John Ayers helped raise money for Evans' first campaign for Congress in 1982, then worked for him for 4 years in Washington. And he says Lane Evans still matters today.
That his ideas about how to win independents and Republicans and Democrats and pull people together in this time of political divide might be a very important lesson for people to think about how can we work together.
Evans was known for his extensive record supporting working families, veterans, and seniors. Speakers at the Saturday forum will include Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky, former U.S. Senator Fred Harris from Oklahoma, and former Texas Agriculture Commissioner Jim Hightower, plus a video greeting from former President Barack Obama. I'm Herb Trix.
The second presidential candidate in as many days made a stop in Davenport yesterday. California Senator Kamala Harris spoke at a town hall at St. Ambrose University's Rogalski Center, fielding questions from the audience. At the event, she answered a question about housing the homeless, saying that housing is a basic human right. She says the rules have been written in a way that does not support families or working people.
If you don't have a place to go at night, if you don't have a roof over the head of your children, if you don't have something that represents your one hard work, but also your ability to have a safe and stable place, it impacts everything else about your life.
Harris also received a question about gun violence in relation to prejudice. She says that while racists and homophobes were here before the Trump administration and will be here after, there has been a rise in hate crime since the president took office.
People ask me, well, do you think Donald Trump is responsible for that massacre? And I said, no. You know, clearly he did not pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
This morning, Harris will be at a private meet and greet in Clinton. People interested in attending must RSVP to the campaign for the address. The new season opens this weekend for the Quad City Storm. The team will play at Peoria tomorrow night, then play their first home games next weekend. Also starting his second season with the Storm is head coach Dave Pshenichny, who says 13 of his 19 players returned from last year.
You know, if I had cleaned house and I bring in new guys, I'm starting from scratch again, and I didn't want to necessarily have to do that. I wanted to build around what we had at the end of last season and then bring in, the improvements where we were lacking last season.
Three other players come from other teams in the Southern Professional Hockey League, and two are rookies who played for college teams last year. Coach P played for 11 seasons and five leagues, including the Peoria Rivermen, where he was captain and the league's Defenseman of the Year in 2017-2018. And he says it's been an adjustment going from player to head coach.
You think that it's so easy to transition over because you've been in so many practices, but then when you get behind the bench, it's kind of a different thing. You kind of go what they call like a writer's block, where you can't remember certain things, and so then you start watching more NHL hockey and just hockey in general. I think that's what has improved me in this past summer.
The new season for the Storm will include 28 home games and 27 games on the road, with most played on weekends, and it continues through early April. For WVIK News, I'm Zach Wilson.